the appointed hour for us to get started. Call this meeting to order of the Board of Adjustments of Tate County Planning and Zoning. Bob, would you give us the roll call?
Okay. Dave Clementson.
Here.
Tom Gideon.
Here.
Tony Mullen.
Here.
Mark Weiss is not here. And David Nelson is not here. However, we have established a quorum.
All right. Since our board consists of five members and our bylaws require nothing else to be said. Hi, Mark. I was about to say that we have to have three favorable votes in order to approve a matter. And if we're only three of us, that means it takes a unanimous of all three of us. Since we have our fourth one now, we don't have to enjoin that rule. And so would you give us the public hearing procedures?
Okay, yes. I'd like to welcome you this evening to the May 15th, 2013 Board of Adjustment public hearing being held in order to hear two variance requests. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each request which is filed with the Planning Department. I would like at this time to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. The staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C, and the Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for the cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report for each variance case will be read, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon either of the two applications, you must sign up at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against one of the variance requests must be sworn in and will be providing sworn testimony. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to provide sworn testimony, your name will be called by the Board of Adjustment Chairman. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob. And Mark, would you give us the governing statutes?
Happy to. The Board of Adjustments shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged that there is error of law in any order, requirement, decision or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it, which is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in a peculiar and exceptional difficulties or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of privilege. To authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulation and map.
Thank you. First case tonight, would you give us a staff report on Tri-Sun's property?
The case number is 2013-2A. The applicant is Tri-Sun's Properties, LLC, Stephen Creedon. The location of the property, the subject property, is the Oak Brook Estate Subdivision, Phase 3, and also the remainder of the meets and bounds described property, which is to be platted as future phases of Oak Brook Estates, served by Oak Brook Estates Road in Walnut Shade, Missouri, off of State Highway 176 in the Jasper Township, Section 21, Township 24, Range 21. And here's basically the property in question. The request, the applicant, Tri-Sons Properties, LLC, is seeking a variance from the provisions of Article 8, Section 2 of the Taney County Subdivision Regulations regarding the requirement that, A, unless otherwise approved by the Planning Commission, all streets shall be public streets, and B, public streets shall be designed and constructed in accordance with the Taney County Road Standards. The background and site history on this, on December 19th, 2005, the Taney County Planning Commission approved Division 3 Permit 2005-54, allowing for the development of 40 acres into a 37-lot residential subdivision, later to be referenced as Oak Brook Estates. The original developer of the property at that time was Jeff Pasco. On June 15th of 2007, the Taney County Planning Administrator approved the final plat of Oak Brook Estates Phase 1 on behalf of the Taney County Planning Commission. This final plat was filed with the Recorder of Deeds Office, creating a 6-lot residential subdivision to be served by a community well and Missouri DNR permitted wastewater treatment plant. At the time of this plat approval, the Taney County Road Standards were cited as Appendix H of the Development Guidance Code. Per the provisions of Appendix H of the road standards that were in place at the time, the minimum requirements for residential streets was basically a gravel surface. However, on July 6, 2009, the Taney County Commission adopted the Taney County, Missouri Road Standards. This standalone set of standards was developed in order to provide a minimum criteria for the construction of roads within Taney County. Per the provisions of Table 2.3 Road Surfacing of the Taney County Road Standards, roads with a lot size of less than 2 acres are to be constructed with either an asphalt or concrete surface. In November of 2010, Tri-Sons Properties, LLC, purchased the unplatted portion of the property that had originally received land use approval via the Division 3 permit for the remaining 40-acre tract of land, including the wastewater treatment plant and well lot. On November 19, 2012, the special warranty deed in question was filed with the Recorder of Deeds Office. On October 28, 2011, the Taney County Planning Administrator approved the final plat of Oak Brook Estates Phase 2. This final plat was recorded with the Recorder of Deeds Office at that time, creating an additional four-lot residential subdivision. At the time of that plat approval, the Taney County Road Standards were again still found in Appendix H of the code book. However, there was also a standalone set of road standards. But essentially, Appendix H at that time just required a gravel street surface, basically for residential subdivisions. On July 19, 2012, the Taney County Commission amended Appendix L, which had formerly been Appendix H, the road standards, by County Commission order, and upon a recommendation of the Planning Commission, this amendment basically removed the road standards from the code book and referenced the current published standards as set forth in the road standards. On July 19th of 2012, the County Commission also adopted the Taney County Subdivision Regulations, basically resulting in the separation of and removal of the subdivision regulations from the Development Guidance Code. And so basically from July 19th of 2012 forward, that standalone set of regulations governs the subdivision of land, including specific requirements for plats within the unincorporated portion of Taney County. In late March of this year, Steve Creedon, the owner of Christ Sons Properties, LLC, submitted the final plat of Oak Brook Estates, Phase 3, to the Planning Department office. Upon review of the plat and after making a site visit with Randy Hayes, the Road and Bridge Administrator, it was determined that the portion of road, Oak Brook Estates, as shown within Oak Brook Estates Phase 3, would be required to be upgraded in order to ensure compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Road Standards. At that time, the Planning Administrator indicated in writing to the applicant that he would either be required to build the segment of roadway per the provisions of the road standards, or be required to provide an appropriate security for the costs associated with these required road improvements. Basically, at that time, the applicant indicated that he would not build the segment of roadway per the Taney County Road Standards and also would not provide the required security. Mr. Creedon then sought to meet with the Taney County Commission to request that the County Commission allow him to construct the remainder of Oak Brook Estates Lane with a gravel surface versus an asphalt surface. The County Commission did not meet with Mr. Creedon. However, the County Commission did request that the Planning Administrator indicate to Mr. Creedon that he would have the right to appeal the decision of the Planning Administrator to the Taney County Board of Adjustment. On March 28th of this year, the Planning Administrator did approve the final plat of Oak Brook Estates Phase 3. This final plat was filed with the Recorder of Deeds Office, creating an additional six lots within Oak Brook Estates. The applicant did provide the Planning Department office with an irrevocable standby letter of credit for the costs associated with required improvements. However, immediately after this final plat was approved, Mr. Creedon submitted an application to the Planning Department seeking an appeal of the decision of the Planning Administrator. Approximately 1 week before the April Board of Adjustment hearing, the staff did consult with Mr. Creedon via phone concerning the nature of his request. Mr. Creedon had verbally requested an appeal, but the application itself appeared to indicate that the request was actually a variance. On April 17th, the Board of Adjustment heard this appeal request. During the hearing, the Board of Adjustment indicated to Mr. Creedon that they would be willing to hear the request as a variance today, basically, if the applicant was willing to withdraw his appeal request. At that time, Mr. Creedon formally withdrew his appeal. We've got basically the plats of, this is the final plat of Phase 1, Phase 2, and then Phase 3.
Now, Phase 1, Mr. Pasco developed?
Yes, that's correct.
All right.
And generally, like we'd indicated, this is, of course, Oak Brook Estates Phase 3 and also remaining phases as well. And we've just got some different views of the property. And in review, the applicant is seeking a variance from the provisions of Article 8, Section 2 of the county subdivision regulations in order to allow for the remaining phases of Oak Brook Estate subdivision. I had originally written to be served by a gravel road. I know at the last hearing, Mr. Creedon had indicated that he was possibly seeking a lesser paved surface. The approval of the final plats of Oak Brook Estates, Phase 1 and 2 each fell under the provisions of the road standards that were in the code book, basically, which at that time just required residential streets to be built with a gravel surface. Therefore, at that point, Oak Brook Estates met minimum requirements, and so each of those plats was signed. However, again, as of July 19th, 2012, upon the adoption of the subdivision regulations, the approval of any final plat, including Oak Brook Estates Phase 3, is now governed by the provisions of the subdivision regulations. And basically, per Article 8, Section 2, it requires, essentially, unless otherwise approved by the Planning Commission, all streets shall be public streets. And secondly, that public streets shall be designed and constructed in accordance with the Taney County Road Standards. Therefore, deviations from this requirement would be looked upon, in my mind, as a variance of, from the provisions of both the subdivision regulations and the road standards. Section 2, Table 2.3 of the road standards requires all new roads serving lots less than 2 acres to be constructed with either an asphalt or concrete surface. Basically, per these same provisions, gravel surface roads are only allowed in instances in which the lots are greater than 5 acres. One of the things, too, per the provisions of Section 3 of the road standards, essentially all design requirements will be strictly adhered to unless written justification for a design variance is presented to and approved by Taney County prior to plat approval. The staff feels that in signing the plat of Oak Brook Estates Phase 3, Mr. Creedon has certified that all streets and other improvements shown on this plat have been installed or completed, or that their installation or completion has been assured by the posting of a performance bond or other surety. And of course, this bond amount was based upon the road in question being built with an asphalt surface in compliance to the road standards. The applicant has basically indicated the following reason for his request. Essentially, in this economy, there is no way to continue with improvements on the subdivision if he is to pave with 5 inches of asphalt. And at that time, it basically stated that he was requesting that all of Oak Brook Estates be granted gravel roads. In summary, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First, approval of a variance from the provisions of Article 8, Section 2 of the Taney County Subdivision Regulations, allowing for the construction of Oak Brook Estates Lane with a gravel surface. Second, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And third, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. We've really just got the same video footage from the last meeting. We can show that or not show it at the board's request.
Would you like to see it again or not? Good. You're good, Tony? We're good.
Okay. The board had requested Randy Hayes' attendance from the Road and Bridge Department. Unfortunately, Randy is in Jefferson City. I did include a cross-section, basically, from the Road and Bridge Standards. Essentially, what it calls for is a minimum of 3 inches of an aggregate asphalt mix. My understanding, and I'm not an expert in road construction by any means, but my understanding is that is that the aggregate is a much larger aggregate. Basically, it's not as compacted, and then it's also essentially what the Road and Bridge Department is requesting is this final 2 inches of asphalt, which, from my understanding, the aggregate is much smaller. It's more tightly compacted, and really that I think is what the variance is primarily from. Mr. Hayes did request, and these are not from the applicant subdivision, but these are just a couple of examples, and he felt that this was a fairly common example where basically there's a road that just has this initial asphalt base, and this is per Mr. Hayes. He's really indicated that the big problem that they have is with the larger aggregate, it's allowing water to enter a lot of these areas, and you end up with potholes. Probably a more extreme case, it is this one. That's not the average, but I mean, that's he just wanted me to indicate really the reasoning.
And did your conversation say anything about how many roads are now being submitted to the county for approval for the county to take over?
I believe there's either 17 or 18.
So maintenance is a big issue.
Yep.
Okay. Ms. Treaty, would you stand again? I'll swear you in. I promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so I'll be gone.
Yes.
Thank you. Present your case any further or any explanations that we might have?
Basically same as before. Phase 1 and 2 is about 1,700 feet long. It's approved as a gravel road. The next 320 feet is expected to be 5 inches of asphalt. I'm requesting that the roads be allowed as gravel. If I choose to pave from there and upgrade it, so be it.
Okay. Any questions of Mr. Creedon?
Yeah.
Tom?
Do you think down the road that you're going to try to ask the county to take these roads over?
I have no intention of asking the county to take it over.
Is this subdivision set up in, I guess, has it got a homeowners association?
It does have a homeowners association. Currently, the association takes care of the roads, water, and sewer plant.
So there's a good chance that down the road that they will probably come or could ask for the county to.
They could ask the county to take over the sewer and water, too, yes. I don't know if they can actually ask the county to take over the water, but sewer anyway.
Tony, any questions? I'm curious, Mr. Creedon, you've already signed off on the final plat. You've already put up a security as a standby letter of credit as if you're going to go ahead with the project. I'm somewhat confused as to what was your purpose in signing the plat and putting up the $11,000 security letter?
Well, basically it was a surprise to me. The initial, when I purchased the property, I was told I would only have to do gravel so long as I did not exceed or change the number of lots in the subdivision that was pre-approved. And so I went with that. Going in and getting the plat signed, didn't expect any big deal. It's the season to build. You know, we get about 3 or 4 good months to sell houses in this area. Didn't want to lose that opportunity. And we had wanted to get started with some houses and get moving on them. So I went ahead and put up the $11,000, got the plat signed so I could continue forward.
Okay. But now you're wanting us to give you a variance.
I'm still asking for the variance because I did not want to lose the season to waiting until we got to this point to ask to go and start construction. And, you know, it's unfortunate we have a limited amount of time to work with.
Phase 2 went all right.
Phase 2 is not completed. I mean, we still have one house for sale there and right. We have one lot there.
But you do have some roads in.
Yeah, phase 1 and 2 has roads. And, there's 10 lots in those two phases.
And you asphalted phase 2?
I asphalted phase 1 and 2 with 2 inches of asphalt.
But you charged the other people around on phase 1 for help.
Phase 1 paid $700 per house of a very large pavement bill.
Yeah. Okay.
And I factored the rest into the rest of the subdivision.
Tom?
Have you got priced on what the price on the asphalting, the 5 inches and everything?
The additional amount of asphalt, I believe, was for that 300 feet was $7,500.
I think that's correct.
I think that's the bid. And that was, I mean,
For 2 inches?
It's 3 more inches.
Okay.
It's already got 2 on it. We already paved it with 2.
So you've already got you've got phase three already paved?
Mm-hmm. Phase two and three, the roads were put in at the same time.
Okay.
And we paved it all last November, I believe. So I wasn't, it was a huge shock when I went in with the plat to plat the next six lots.
And so basically, and I may not get the exact point, but essentially, I mean, it's paved, would you say, up into here or so?
Yep.
So somewhere close.
320 feet from the blue line on the
south.
Okay. You can kind of see where the road...
I misunderstood when we were talking about paving the
32
phase.
Okay.
My goal is, you know, was to try to pave everything with 2 inches of asphalt.
Essentially what you're asking is a variance from, essentially from 2 inches, or from 5 inches of asphalt to 2 inches of asphalt.
No, he's asking for gravel.
For gravel.
Technically asking for gravel, okay with the 2 inches of asphalt, because that is the way we have it figured. I really don't know what to ask for, but.
Mark?
I'm wondering if you're willing to have the 2 inches of asphalt be part of the variance.
I don't have a problem with that at all.
Should someone choose to do that, and I think that's what some of us were curious about, because it was discussed at our last meeting.
Right. I don't have a problem as that being the condition of the variance at all, because that was our plan. If they want it to be the fine mix or the rough mix or the concrete, I don't care.
And it would match what would be in phase two. And one, for that matter.
One, two, and three.
Last November, 2 inches was put down.
Mm-hmm. I paid for phase one.
At that time, were you aware that you were going to be requested to put another 3 inches down?
No. And it's not been requested that I put it on phase one or two, just phase three.
I understand.
I just wanted to make sure.
I'm aware that phase three falls under the new requirements.
Right.
And you're citing the only reason is you're basing it upon strictly a financial issue.
It's not strictly financial. Really phase one and phase two are gravel roads. That's what I was told it would be because it was approved subdivision prior to all of the amendments being done. It'd be kind of like having 2 miles of county road that's gravel, and then going in and building a subdivision with asphalt 5 inches thick, kind of, you know, you run down a 12-foot wide gravel road for 2 miles, and then you come to a subdivision with asphalt in the middle of nowhere. It would seem kind of weird to me. Not saying that somebody would build that small lot out there, but...
Of course, all phases are individually controlled by the existing regulations in place at that time. And those regulations do change, as you are aware. Similarly, if you're a developer, most of the improvements that you put in your development, you expect to get your cost primarily out of the end user, which is the buyer.
Correct.
So the buyer is really paying their way and making your profit. I don't see this any different than you starting to build and the price of lumber goes up, concrete prices go up, which you have unknown factors that come into play, and yet now you know exactly what it's going to cost you for this road to be new, that you don't pass it on to the buyer. It makes, you've got 16 lots to be developed out of 37, or 31 lots, 16 out of 31 left, which is 15 left to do.
There's either 37 or 43 allowed.
It was platted for 37, is according to what?
Yeah, but there's a lot 43 already in there.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure really if 37 is correct or not, but well, that's whatever. Neither here nor there. It's approved for something.
Yeah. But to spread those that cost out over the remaining tracks, as you develop this, I would presume that you're talking maybe, 5 years development before you get the whole thing developed out, the way the economy has been?
Just yeah, or 10 years, whichever.
Or just say that.
So, I'd like to be, say, five.
Yeah.
I build affordably. That's what that's what I try to do. I try to stay under certain price ranges that people can afford. You start, you know, going up and up and up and up, and prices go up there, takes longer to sell product. I fight with every supplier and subcontractor to keep prices reasonable.
But when you promote a project, promote this as a project, wouldn't you like to know that it's up to the standards that the Taney County has in place for the betterment of the buyer, so that in the future, if that road is to be accepted by the county to take it over for maintenance, which obviously the homeowners are going to be standing the cost of the maintenance, and at the same time that you build this road with a 2-inch base, you've got concrete trucks and lumber trucks, heavy equipment going through that same road to every one of these lots while you're building it.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's going to have to fix those up again because they will break down.
All the more reason to stay gravel.
Yeah. But and you don't think by saying this is county approved and it's ready to be submitted to the county at any time would benefit you in the long run? It would probably benefit the buyer in the long run.
You know, you could say the same thing for having curb and gutters and, you know, 20 inches of base rock and lots of other things too, and you know, whirlpool baths and the master baths and brick fireplaces and all that would benefit them too. The problem is they only want to pay a certain amount of money and they want to stay in a certain price range. That's what I bought this project for, and that's where I've been staying.
And did you not buy it from Liberty Bank at a reduced price?
Oh yeah, I did.
Far less.
Instead of building houses for $229,000, we've been in the $149,000-$159,000 range.
But you got a heck of a buy for the acreage.
And we've passed that along to every
single
homeowner.
Plus the septic system. And you can't see yourself clear to spend a little bit extra money for a good road.
Well, I look at it like this. I can buy lots all over town for $7,000-$8,000 with paved roads, curb and gutter. And here it costs about $15,000 a lot to develop. So development is very tough when you can go buy lots for a lot less than you can develop for. So, I mean, that's...
Well, you have... That's all I have. Any further discussion? Hearing none, is there anybody who would like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to deny.
Motion is made. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to deny the request for the variance. Any further discussion?
Yes. This is a difficult situation for the reasons that Dave Clement just pointed out. At the end of the day, you know, I believe it's better for the buyer to have it and pass it along and save the county the money. While recognizing that, I also recognize the position that Mr. Creedon is in. When he purchased his property, it was not the regulations. He put down the 2 inches of asphalt at a time when he was not aware of this, and it certainly changes, you know, the game plan. In a way, that is a hardship, but looking at the future, you know, of the property, there's certainly the time to assemble the buyers to pass $7,500, you know, over the cost of the remaining lots. And but I just need to recognize that Steve is in a hardship. He did what he thought was right at the time he purchased it, and he found himself, because of these change in rules, in a tough situation. That's all I have.
On the other hand, it sure makes the administrator's job a whole lot easier if he can say to every developer, this is the way things are supposed to be, and don't say, well, we did have a variance that was approved, but you can go do that and save some money by getting a variance request. He doesn't have to come up with that excuse either. Call for the vote. Tom, how would you vote?
To deny.
Tony, how would you vote?
Deny.
Mark, how would you vote?
Deny.
And Chairman also will vote to deny also.
Cool, we get to rip up the asphalt.
Thank you.
You can go to circuit court if you'd like to, Mr. Creedon.
What? No, I'm just going to remove phase one and two asphalt.
I figured that. This is 2013 variance request 302Z, Sean Collins.
Okay, this is case number 2013-2B. The applicant is Sean Collins. The representative is Walter Collins. The property is located at 1898 State Highway Y, Forsyth, Missouri, in the Swan Township, Section 7, Township 23, Range 20. This is the property in question. The applicant, Sean Collins, is requesting a variance from Section 7, Table 1 of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The applicant is requesting a variance from the required 50-foot front property line setback in order to allow for the issuance of a Division 1 permit for the existing mobile home, ensuring compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. This is just a brief photo from the back of the property. Or showing the back of the existing mobile home. The subject property is approximately 18,000 square is an approximately 18,000 square foot tract of land, described as being a part of the McMillan subdivision, containing an approximately 1,216 square foot mobile home, according to the assessor's information. The former planning administrator and regional sewer district administrator, John Suti, indicated to the staff that a complaint was received by the planning department office approximately 10 years ago, so in the 2003 or 2004 range, concerning the placement of the mobile home on the property in question. The property owners at that time, Jonathan and Angela Ciro, were either unable to obtain approval for an on-site wastewater treatment system or simply did not have the financial ability to construct an on-site wastewater treatment system due largely to the on-site topographic concerns. At the time of the placement of the mobile home, the residence was also not served by any source of drinking water. It's essentially the staff's understanding that at the time that the mobile home placement, the planning department did not require a Division 1 permit, basically because the mobile home was essentially stored on site with no one residing within the residence. The mobile home was not served by any source of either sewer or water services. The Taney County Development Guidance Code really does not speak directly to storage of mobile homes on lots. The property remained in the same inactive state until August 11th of 2011, when the property in question was sold to Sean Collins. Information from the assessor's office really appears to concur with Mr. Suti's recollection of the time frame in which the mobile home was placed on site. The assessor's office has indicated that the mobile home in question began to be assessed at the property in question in 2004. Therefore, it's likely that the mobile home was placed on the property in question in either 2003 or 2004, since the assessor's office assesses property in odd-numbered years. On May 10th, 2011, the Taney County Regional Sewer District issued sewer permit number 2011-C16, allowing for the mobile home in question to be connected to the existing sewer main. The applicant has also completed a private well. Upon the completion of both the sewer and water services, Mr. Collins sold the property via contract for deed. On March 28th of this year, the Planning Department received a complaint indicating that the mobile home in question at 1898 State Highway Y was about to be occupied without the issuance of a Division 1 permit, and also that the structure did not meet the county setback requirements. On April 15th, 2013, Scott Starrett, the Division 1 inspector, met the applicant on site, as indicated in a letter in your packets. The survey property pins were located with a metal detector, and basically a string was stretched between these pins, revealing that the current front setback is 26 feet 4 inches. The applicant has indicated to the planning department that he will apply for a Division 1 permit, bringing the placement of the mobile home into compliance with the provisions of the Development Guidance Code upon the rendering of the decision on the current setback variance request. As indicated above, the property is now served by both the Taney County Regional Sewer District and a private well. Again, the property is located at 1898 State Highway Y, and the applicant, Sean Collins, is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1 of the Development Guidance Code concerning the required front of lot setbacks. Per the provisions of Table 1, a structure is required to be set back 50 feet from the front property line adjoining a state or federal highway. Measurements to the structure are made to the portion of the structure that's closest to the property line. The applicants are requesting a 23-foot, 8-inch front setback variance, allowing the mobile home to remain 26 feet 4 inches at the closest point from the front property line. And we've got a few different views of the site. This is the property from looking at it from the north. Same thing from the south, from the east, and then from the west. In review, the applicant is requesting a 23-foot, 8-inch front setback variance, allowing the mobile home to remain 26 feet 4 inches from the front property line. The buildable space within the property is greatly limited due both to the location of the existing Taney County Regional Sewer District easement that crosses the property, and also the on-site topography. The topography of the site is such that it falls off rapidly from the front of the property to the rear of the tract, requiring an extremely large amount of fill material. At this point, the relocation of the mobile home would also require the sewer service line to be moved. I've actually obtained, this is a aerial photo from the Regional Sewer District's GIS system. The sewer line in question is actually marked here. The easement is actually shown with kind of this maroon color here. And this outside easement was actually the original construction easement, but this is the location of the sewer line easement in relationship to the residence in question. If the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance request, the following requirements shall apply, unless revised by the board. First, approval of a variance of 23 feet 8 inches from the front property line adjoining State Highway Y, allowing for the mobile home to continue to be located 26 feet 4 inches from the front property line. Second, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Third, the applicant shall obtain a Division 1 permit for the mobile home located at 1898 State Highway Y, ensuring compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Fourth, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. I actually want to apologize at the front end. I initially had two videos of the site, but I'm unfortunately having some technical issues. Unfortunately, all I've got is some shots of the rear of the site. It wasn't intentional, but we've had some technical problems with the footage from the front of the site.
Was that the sewer line coming out from the back?
Yes.
Connection?
So I don't remember if I caught it. I did, just really briefly, but yes, I do apologize initially.
Can you go back that one more time?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty brief. Yeah, here is actually the sewer line.
Okay.
Going back to the sewer easement.
So this is the front portion of the house?
This is actually the rear. Is the rear.
Okay.
It drops off pretty quickly, immediately behind the residence. I did have some footage from the front as well, and I've had some issues with that.
Is that the road that we saw at the end?
I believe so. Let's do it one more time. Sorry. And that's really that's just the drive coming in up there. I do apologize for that.
That's fine. I think we can decipher.
But essentially, the video was shot from the back here, walking along right along that area.
And I presume that those lines are just not exact, because that doesn't look like a 10-foot. Five or 7 foot.
You're exactly correct. We did confirm that the residence does meet the site setback.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions of Bob? Okay. For those who would like to speak, would you please rise and raise your right hand? I've got 2-3 signatures. Somebody going to abstain? All right. And your name, sir? Okay. You promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Thank you. And is there anybody here representing Mr. Collins? Okay.
When we purchased this property, a few years back, I came to the county. I asked them, I said, what do we need to do? They said we needed water and sewer. They didn't tell us anything about a setback. My son and I personally came up, spoke to the people. They said that all we needed to do was have water and sewer. I was knowing that the water and sewer is coming right through. So we purchased the property. And then we purchased a sewer hookup permit, and then we advertise the property. What my son does is he sells contract for deed properties. That's what he does. He doesn't make a lot of money on it. As a matter of fact, he loses money on the inside, but on the outside he makes a living. You know, in other words, his monthly income is what makes his living, and he gives people really affordable housing. So we purchased the sewer hookup. About 3 years passed, and we sold the property to this young lady here. And at that time, we contacted the county and asked them to come out and spot where we hook in, because the leaves had grown over. So we hooked. So they came out and they spotted it. And I got a backhoe out there, and we did our job. We hooked up. We called the county, and I just spoke with the Eddie, the sewer boss is what I call him. He said that everything was fine. We could cover up our trench, which we haven't done yet because we wanted to get through this process. We've done everything that we could possibly do to comply with your rules, and we know that that's important. If there was anything we could do to move that mobile home, we would. Topographically, it drops off. Those pictures are pretty good pictures, but they don't really give you unless you go out and look at it. Besides the huge trees that are in the way, we also have a drop off there. To move that home is next to impossible for us. This young lady, she sold her she got out of, I don't know if she was buying or whatever, but she paid enough down for us to be able to put a well in. And that's what we took the down payment for, was to put the well in, and that's what's happened. The hour that the well man told us that we hit water, that's when Taney County came up and said we were too close to the highway. At any time during the process of purchasing it or prior to selling it to this lady, if anybody would have said anything to us about it being out of line, I swear, God is my witness, we would have never, ever continued. But now we are so far into it, we have to request this variance, because it's not just what we've got invested, it's also the lady here. So I don't know what Bob said, is he put it out pretty good. Now, one thing I will say, if you look up the road there, this is not the closest building to Y Highway. You'll find there's a building right there where that other driveway goes up. There's a building, a structure there that's much closer. As you go up Y Highway, you'll find that there are many building sites that have been grandfathered in. And we didn't know. Honest to goodness, we know. We know not to disrespect or anything but the county. We know, we try. That's why we came in. We asked. And that's the best I can tell you. There's probably other things here that I'm missing. I don't speak publicly very well, but
you're doing fine.
Well, that's the best I can tell you, folks. All I know is sure could use a variance.
Stay up there, and we may ask you some questions. Any questions of Mr. Collins?
So do you currently own the property?
Tony?
My son.
And she's purchasing it from you?
She purchased the property for contract for deed. He's done probably close to 40 properties at this time, which that's what he does. What we do is we find distressed properties, we fix them, we work our hearts out on them, and then we put somebody in them. We try to do it for less than $500 a month, and we do that.
And you pointed to Sean, who
yes.
made the application.
Pardon me, sir?
He made the application to the county.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Sean is the owner.
Well, his name was here, and I didn't
Sean
see down on the sign.
Yep, that man right here with the hat on.
Okay. Question mark?
Yes, I'm wondering about the topography.
Sure.
In order for us to grant a variance, there are some requirements. One of the requirements is that there be found a hardship. And that might be the size of the lot, might be narrowness, or it could be topography.
Well,
and you mentioned there's a slope.
Yes, sir.
Is that slope preventing you from moving that trailer?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
The slope? Trees,
sewer line.
The sewer line is in a place that if we had to move that mobile home, as you folks requesting, which we would like to do, but we can't. Because if we backfill that far out, it's going to encroach onto the sewer easement across the property. And I'm not I'm pretty good excavator. I got a little backhoe and a tractor, but I know I could not do that. There's no way in the world that I could do it.
Thank you.
I have a question for Bob. Approximately, Bob, how many feet, since you guys out there, do you think it is to the sewer easement from the trailer? Or it didn't look like to me it was very far. But
I measured it out on the GIS, and I don't recall what that distance came out to be completely honest with you, but it's not much
back,
of a...
Can you go back to the video for just a second?
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, it's not much of a distance. I mean, it's probably 25 feet, something like that.
Which, I mean, we're talking 23 feet, then you're...
And like I said, here's the line coming down. I wish I would have got a better...
It spins around. I'm I'm pretty sure that that's the sewer coming through where the green area and the grass and all the clearing comes through.
Yeah.
When you spin here in a second.
Oh, exactly. Let's see if we can.
Is that it? Yeah, okay. Coming through here. Yeah.
The grassy area.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically the sewer line's coming right down through here.
We got about a 3-to-1 slope.
No, it's pretty steep. It look, that's not that doesn't give it justice right there. You know, and if you, I mean, it's a pretty steep slope.
Mr. Chairman?
Mark?
I'd like to ask Bob. I saw some topography lines on that prior drawing that had the sewer line laid on it.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to know what those topographical intervals
yes.
are.
And I apologize. I didn't... I put the 10-foot contour intervals on here. They're a little hard to see.
No, they're easy to see.
Well, they're easy to see, but I
some parts of it's a little steeper than other parts. Too.
But essentially, this is a 10-foot drop from pretty much right where the residence is to this point.
Okay. And then, because truly, when I looked at it, it looked like a milder drop. But if those are 10-foot, I understand what Mr. Collins is saying concerning
yes,
that.
So.
I've heard him talk about 2-to-1s.
Yeah.
Well, here, can I
with chairman's approval.
Do you need it?
I don't think we need it.
Oh, yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Jennifer Cruson. Are you the young lady he was pointing to? That
yes, I did purchase it with contact.
I see. Okay.
When we first got it, we didn't know anything about how close it was or anything. I had already got out of my, in the process of getting out of my other home. I am a week into this house. I had nowhere else to go. I have 4 children and I'm a single mother. He did a really cool thing for me, being able to purchase my own home. I'm not 30 yet, and I can say, you know, in 13 years, I don't know. I live here right now. I have nowhere else to go. That's it. That's really it.
Okay. So you have a financial interest in this.
I want, that property is the coolest thing. It drops, and then it's got like a little bit of a kind of flat area. Then it drops again, and it's got a flat area, and I can play with that.
So it's kind of kids.
Yes, the kids already found their little home, their little hideouts, and...
Any questions of Mr. Cruson? Thank you very much. Close this to the public portion, and somebody like to make a motion or any comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Mark.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the application for a variance number 2013002V.
Do I hear a second?
I will second it.
And Tom seconded it. Any further discussion at all? I'll call for the vote then. Mark, how was you voting?
Yes.
For the variance?
For the variance.
Tom?
For the variance.
Yes. Tony?
Yes.
And the chairman does likewise. So you have your variance requests.
And, thank you very much.
Go fill that ditch in.
Thank you, Bob. Okay.
Okay. Any old or new business at this time?
Really, the only old business I've got is.
Not got another key. What is
it? I don't.
I'm sorry, sir.
I'd like you to go down and look at that situation.
Well, did you not sign up to talk? Well, you can't talk now. You should have signed up to talk because we've already closed that part of it.
Okay. I don't know how this all works.
Oh,
anyway.
Well.
It's the first time I've been in.
You've never been to this before? Told you.
No.
I figured you'd been in here before.
No. Uh-uh.
No? Right. Okay. Right now it's closed, so we can't do anything anymore.
Well,
thank you.
We'd like you to look at it.
Thank you for the interruption, sir.
Okay.
Bob?
All I really had is we've put together some new development guidance codes with the last set of amendments from late March. So, and that's all I've really got at this point.
Thank you. We need approval of last month's minutes. That'll be for you.
I vote to approve.
Second.
All right. Moved and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anything for next month yet?
We do have one application at this point. Just
okay.
a single variance application.
That'll be in June then.
Yes.
All right. This meeting is adjourned.